to the next home, which caused the neighbors $150,000 worth of damage. Vince got to go.
I'm thinking about this story, Sway, and it's not sitting well with me, because there's no way you leave your home with a heat lamp plugged in. That's wrong.
Well, for the tortoise, they need heat lamps because of the, I believe, a cold-blooded animal. So the heat lamp is like when you have a cage with snakes in it, you put a light in it to keep it warm. Same with tortoises.
Well, you can't leave your house with a heat lamp plugged in. Put the room in the bathroom with the door closed or something. If it's heated there, run the shower.
Either maybe they just walked to get a loaf of bread.
What about you like a giant turtle?
Are you a zookeeper
tortoise?
Like
in that. Oh, music is the weapon. Better if the guitar parts were sampled from the original song instead of replayed. I feel like the riff is like tighter in the original recording and would sound better with people rapping over it than it does here. Maybe the solo's fine, but, you know, just the rest of it just, I think a lot of it sounds better in the original recording.
Backstory. Hear hip-hop artists give in-depth interviews.
You got Julio in the studio, man.
What's up, winning, man? Bro, you got skills.
With radio personality, author, and all-around hip-hop head,
Snoop Dogg in the building.
What's up, man?
Nephew, what it do?
Man, you never slow it down.
Nephew,
huh?
What it do?
4 p.m. East, 1 p.m. West on Backspin.
Lucky better hold
shield,
do nothing, yo. Lucky
out. Well, Lucky doesn't do nothing.
Right, she's asleep. Don't do that.
How much you spend?
Sit around.
I get a food for more watching. Sam's food, and she sits around the house. Yeah.
I'm gonna dedicate this to Lucky, Polo, Tyson, and Roxy, my former pets.
Yes. Lucky.
And Rocky. Well, Lucky's your pet. All right, we got sports up next. Rocky. Foxy. Take it away. Yo.
Right, man, stuck at the night, made my yesterday thing. Got me hung off the night train. You made our face, so let's head to that.
Your source to dance music from the underground to the main stage, Electric Area.
Oh, it sure would be nice to be still asleep right now. At the same time, I don't necessarily wish that I lived closer to the airport. In a real way, in terms of like thinking about, oh yeah, well I guess I could just move. What if I live south of San Francisco? Like, oh, I don't want to do that. Gross. No. So, I guess this occasional inconvenience when I gotta fly somewhere.
You have any big 80s?
I'm waking up at 4 in the fucking morning. That's the thing, I probably didn't need to wake up until, let's say, 5 in the morning. Because I'll probably get to the airport early, but you never know. I've had too many cases where... where it has taken 2.5 hours to get there. It could take 1 hour, it could take 2 or more. So, you end up in this horribly wide window. Where you kind of just have to sit back and like, well, I mean, obviously I need to account for that. I can't just fucking roll the dice. Especially with the weather being... bad lately.
Two. a.m. in San Francisco at like 5 to 6. Still completely dark outside.
I wonder what kind of gum Dave Grohl chews. He's always chewing gum. Me too. I don't chew it obnoxiously, though, like a hooker. I just chew it for fresh breath. I chewed some all-natural fennel-flavored gum the other day. It was delightful. But immediately following that, I lost tooth because it wasn't sugarless. Foo Fighters, stacked actors. It's
what?
Lithium. And I'm Madison. Good morning.
Suddenly just got very cold.
She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it. true.
I feel like this is like an appropriate, I'm driving a car at too early in the morning. Maybe you stayed up all night. I, for the record, did not stay up all night. But. Where the fun is. Fire truck here doing fire truck things. Actually, I guess that's not true. If you think about a fire truck doing fire truck things, it's like people wheeling hoses out of it and shooting water everywhere, and that's definitely not happening.
Running president.
Yeah, two others. There have been three of us that made 16 years. How about that?
How about that?
What's the last year been like?
Well, it's been
fucked up. It's been fucked up. Once.
Then, like, boing, on like a big ass.
No.
Don't wait.
You do when you do.
Bounce, bounce.
Come to find out, these niggas don't even write they shit. Here's some new style bubbling up, then they bite this shit. Damn, that's what I get for lying to myself. But fuck it, what's more important is he's crying out for help. While the world's egging him on, I'm begging him to stop it. Playing his old shit, knowing he won't top it. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, fuck. I got a homie, he a rapper and he wanna win bad. He want the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. So every time I see him, he's stressing. Talk about niggas, don't fuck with him. This shit is depressing. And I know he's so bitter, he can't see his own blessings. Goddamn, nigga. You too blind to see you got fans, nigga. In a platform to make a classic rap song to change a nigga's life. But you too anxious living life. Always worry about the critics who ain't never fucking did it. I write what's in my heart, don't give a fuck who fucking with it. But in a sense, I can relate. The need to be great turns into an obsession. It keeps a nigga up late, writing words. Hoping people observe the dedication that stirs in you constantly. But intentions get blurred. Do I do it for the love of the music or is there more to me? Do I want these niggas to worship me? False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, false prophets. These rappers insecure. They talk about being a man so much I finally understand that they ain't even sure about who they are or why they do this. Yes, I'm included in that category as a nigga who done had the glory. My highest moments come from telling all the saddest stories I've seen in my life. I be fiending the right songs that raise the hair on my arms. My lowest moments came from trying too hard to impress some niggas that couldn't care for mom. Therefore, from here on out, my hair grow out. I care nothing about opinions. I wanna give hope like the fountains you throw pennies. Hit the star, take your diss, make your wish. This is dedicated to the ones that listen to me on some faithful shit. I'm on some thankful shit. But the real God is in you, not the music you copying. I hear my old shit and know I can top it. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. False prophets. Woo!
Hey citizens, this is Pusha T, and you're listening to Swear in the Morning on Shade 45. Yeah.
He's a real spitter, a real spitter.
Let's go.
What percentage of drops for radio stations do you think Pusha T has recorded in the last 5 years that don't include him saying, yuck? That's just one of the questions you'll find in my new reboot of the classic game show Card Sharks. Coming Thursdays. Oh, I said it's got to be a pretty low number, Bob. To say 14%. 14%. High or low? I'm going to say it's even lower.
Yeah.
There's a game. I don't remember what their name for it is, but one of the games in Jackbox Party Back 3 is basically just fucking card sharks. Without the cards, I guess. But the percentage guessing higher, lower stuff from card sharks. I was pretty excited.
New Michael Jackson movie, sort of, starring Joseph Fiennes as the late and great Michael Jackson. Is that the son of Ray Fiennes? Also, Stockton Channing is Elizabeth Taylor. Albert Finney is Marlon Brando. And, don't toot to the rumor that I auditioned to be the monkey. I'm Magic Matt, and no, I'm not always funny on Sirius XM 70s on 7. Oh, yeah, I see you shaking your head. You're never funny, are you? I don't have to take this. As a matter of fact, I do. I just had an argument with myself. When the world is over
the shoulder. Die. Y'all straighten up your act and boogie. Morning now, sing it to the morning after. Sing it to the morning after. Sing it to the morning after.
This is Julian from The Strokes.
Hello, everybody. This is Wayne from the band The Flaming Lips.
This is Dave from Dirty Projectors.
The artists you never expect to hear on the radio. On the radio. All in one place.
Sirius X.
Yeah, The Strokes. Man, if only the radio would play the fucking Strokes, right? I never expected to ever hear The Strokes on the radio. Thanks, edgy fucking alternative to the alternative fucking station. Cutting edge. You're like, oh, what should we put? Yeah. Oh, Flaming Lips and Strokes. Those are fucking hot new bands, right? No one would ever expect to hear those guys right.
my parking. Parking here-ish. Couple of nice things about these short flights, short time going places. You can pack light. And you can park in the short-term parking garage. Park way fucking closer. Now the question is, should I drink this energy drink I bought for the drive? I'm going to say no. I'll leave that here for when I get back, because odds are when I get back tomorrow night, I'm going to need it way more than I do right now. Alright. Alright, backpack. We're going to put this iPhone charging cable in here. I guess that's it. Okay, I'm going to go be at the airport and go see some of these hot new video games. We'll be on the internet not long after I have seen the hot new video games to talk about what that's like. So check that out tomorrow. And everybody have a great day. I'm gonna try to sleep on a plane, hopefully.